I'm Mark Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Over the next 6 months, Colorado's juvenile justice system will undergo a comprehensive review. The goal is to bolster efforts to help keep youth out of the system and improve the future for those already in it. The state says Colorado sees high recidivism rates among young offenders, and although youth arrest and incarceration rates have fallen, State Senator Bob Gardner says this year there was a $6.6 million increase in expenses.
And it's not clear that our outcomes are any better than what we might get if we were doing almost nothing at all.
New York-based Council of State Governments Justice Center will conduct the review, which will include data analysis and interviews with people involved in the juvenile justice system. Recommendations will be presented to lawmakers in the 2019 legislative session. Pueblo County's commissioners and the Pueblo Hispanic Education Foundation will be recognizing 563 students receiving scholarships from the Pueblo County Scholarship Fund and the Colorado Opportunity Scholarship Initiative. The ceremony takes place next Tuesday, May 29th, on the grand staircase of the historic Pueblo County Courthouse. $624,000 in scholarships will be awarded for the 2018-19 academic year from the world's first cannabis tax-funded scholarship program. Scholarship amounts vary and are based on merit and need. All graduating high school seniors living in Pueblo County are automatically eligible for the Pueblo County Scholarship. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.